Okay, let's start with Yechezkel Paragimel as we get into more Nevuas. Again, a lot of setting up what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say. Without getting into too many details, this Parak also has various visions that Yechezkel has and his experience as a Navi. So we get to start off again with the phrase Vayomer Eli Ben Adam, as we had three pshatim in the last Parak, why he is called Ben Adam. Hashem said to me, Ben Adam, Eitz Asher Timsa Echol, that which you find. That's what you find. Remember the end of the last parak, we spoke about that there was a scroll, a Megillah Sefer, that was stretched out to him, and it was written, Panim Va'achor, back and forth, full of Kinim, Hege, and He, as was said at the end of the parak, meaning full of all the Nevuas and the terrible things that were going to happen. So Hashem says to me, take it and eat it. Echol Asa Megillah Azos. V'leich Lebrel B'nai Yisrael. Go eat it and speak to B'nai Yisrael. V'eftach Aspi, I opened my mouth. V'yachi Leini Asa Megillah Azos. I ate it. All the Mepharshim say this does not mean literally that he ate it. It means that he made it part of himself. Rashi says, Hatei Aznecha, Ushma, V'yarav Lecha, this is on the last parak, Ki'ilu Ata Ocha Machal Ravon. As we said earlier, it does not mean that he actually hated it. The Radak here says, quoting the Targum, Vach kemeni matachsib Megillas Hada. Understand what's written in the Megillah. Understand the tsaras that are going to happen. Understand why it is going to happen. The Malbim notes that achila, it becomes part of a person. It digests in the person. It becomes part of them. That's what the Navi has to do by having a Nevuah. It has to make it part of his essence. The Hagam says the Malbim, Shehiyiras Ha'onesh, Vamakabal Dvar Hashem Ibn Hechrech Ha'onesh, Eino Kinyan Davok B'nefesh, Velo Teskayim Etzlo. If he just scares them, it's not going to be really so everlasting. Amar Leisha Yochalas and Megillah Chetobo Otoch Mea Vitikache Valuach Libo. Write it, Ki Efchalagia Echad Madrigos Me Atlo Rakhle De Ezer Hashem. Make it part of you. Make it not just because of it. You're scared, but it has to be part of your essence that you're listening. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Eli Ben Adam Bitnecha Ta'achel Umeecha Tamale. Fill up your innards. Esa Megillah Azos with this Megillah with a message. Asher Ani Dover Elecha. Va'ochla, and says Yecheskel, I ate it. Vatehi b'fi kedvash l'matok. And it was sweet to me. It was sweet. How could it be sweet? It was full of piranhas. It was full of terrible things. Why did it say that it was sweet? Says the Abarbanel. And we'll see. Expanded upon by Rav Nevenzal. Says the Abarbanel. Not that the content was sweet, but the experience of being a Navi, that overrode. That was different. Lo shi yarvelu tzaras Yisrael v'ra usav. Ela shahaya nevuah misameach es ha-Navi. The prophetic vision, that itself gave simcha and caused simcha, even though the content was not. Gam ki matkulo ha-yehudim ha-ra'im ha-hem li-osam mishpat ha-loki. Kmo v'roseyim. Right? The experience itself. Rav Nevenzal goes a little further, and he says that, this is in Shmos, page Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, he talks about it in Parsha Shmos, where the context he quotes about again, the same question that we're talking about, Navi HaEmes, he's being made, but how is it possible that, you know, such terrible things, he's having a sweetness. Ein Zos Elashi Adia Pnimis, he understands from within that it's all the Dvar Hashem. If you make it part of you, like the Malbim said, so then you realize from the inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and that realization gives simcha. Shebemaisavu mekayim et sav borei olam. The fact that he is fulfilling the word of Hashem, ariyo ma'afila al dvar makashim b'megillah, it overrides and outweighs all the hard content. Simcha zasiyas dvar Hashem, shema'alata itzal neviyim gedol, ein shir mena b'kubal etzleinu. Simcha zu koveshes es kol kulo shel hanavi. It takes over. It takes over. And just like a physical eating, it becomes part of the person. Achim hofchim lios etzem me'atzama v'ubarasam yibsaro, kishem shekore gam ba'achila gashmis, hu rere gam asa peronah sheba'olam ba'orna ha'amiti. He sees it from, as the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Chaf, called David Rachman, Daf Samach, called David Rachman al Tavavid. Everything that Hashem does is for the good, and when it makes becomes part of the person, becomes part of the Navi, so then it is something that even at terrible things, he has that godly perspective, Kaviyachol, he's able to see the reality. And Rav Nevenzal continues, he gives a mashal. Says sometimes a child has to take medicine, and it's very difficult for the child to take medicine. If an adult has to take the same medicine, he eats it, and even though it tastes very bitter and bad, the hana'ah and the simcha that he has is that he's getting better. and he has simcha, even though it tastes bad. The child can't think that much. The child would rather just not take it and get sicker. So what do we do with the child? We put it onto ice cream. We put it onto something sweet, and that covers it up. So both the child and the adult have it sweet. But the adult has it sweet because of the intellectual understanding. The child has it sweet because of what he's actually tasting. So says the Rav Nevenzal, sometimes it's hard for us to learn, and the content is hard, and it's challenging, and it's kashim, like the Medrash says in Parshas Noach on Torah Sheval Peds. It's mar kamavet. It's hard. You have to dedicate your life to it. So he says there are two ways. There are two ways to make it sweet. Number one is the understanding, the intellectual understanding, kihem chayenu v'yorach yameinu, the osher and olam hazeh, the netzach and olam haba, like the adult. Or sometimes we have to sweeten it up if we're not on that level, right? We have to take the sweet parts of Torah. If certain parts of Torah aren't sweet, we have to make it sweet. We have to cover it up, maybe with Agadah and Machshava and other things that are Moshe Chadalev. He goes to Gemara and Sota, the reality. It was even true then. Rabbi Yavo and Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, they were both went to one place. Rabbi Yavo was giving drushes and Agadah. Rabbi Chia was giving a halacha. And everybody went to hear Rabbi Yavo. Right, see, even then, it had to be covered in sweetness and packaging. But again, that's the message here. It says of Nevenzal, expanding upon what the Abarbanel said, that it was matuk midvash, A, because of the experience, the divine experience itself gives simcha, and the fact that you have the perspective of hatova hametiv, so to speak, not the Dina Emes perspective. But Yomar Eli ben Adam, continuing, Lech Baal Beis Yisrael V'dibarta B'dvarai Alehem. Go speak to them. Don't change anything, says the Mitzvot David. Exactly what I tell you. Ki lo el am im kesaf of the Kiv De'Lashon Ata Sheluach. You're not to going to a nation that won't understand you, El Beis Yisrael. Lo al amim rabim im kesaf of the Kiv De'Lashon Shelo Tishma Divrehem. Im lo alehem shalachticha heima yishvu elecha. And let me tell you something. Hashem says, if I'm sending you to other nations, there's a good chance that they'll listen more. They'll listen more, like we know Nineveh, and the Yona didn't want to go. Ubeis Yisrael lo yovu lishmo elecha. They're an am kshe oref. They're not going to want to listen. Ki enem ovim lishmo elai. Ki kol beis Yisrael chizke meitzach. Ukshe lev hema. Right? They have brazenness, right? The opposite of what the Gemara in Yevamah says we're supposed to have. Rachmanim baishanim gom lechasadim. Hine nasati es panecha chazakim umat panehem. I put your faces strong. Protect you. I made you strong like the shamir. What's the shamir? Either shamir is a type of rock. You're as strong as a rock. Or Rashi quotes the shamir that we know is the special magical worm. That you put on the stone and it splits. So too, I'm giving you that power. Maybe as a simin that you're gonna be able, if anything's possible, you're gonna be able to split open their heart. Right, the shamir is quoted in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos when Hashem created the shamir. Remember the amazing story Maseches Gittin, where Shlomo HaMelech wanted to get a certain get something, and he used the shamir in order to be able to cut open the glass that was covering, and use the shamir to his purposes, trying to get the head of the shadim. Again, not for now, but that Shlomo Melech used it too. But Yomar Eli, and the Navi continues. Ben Adam has called Varayashir Adabari Lecha, Kachbu Vavcha Ubazdecha Shema. Take in your heart, listen in your ears. Again, a lot of the content is not in this parak. This is all a build-up. You should speak to them. If you listen, great. If not, not. And this, the next pasuk is, we add on to the Haftorah for Shavuos from the first parak, but it's here. Famous pasuk, we say it every day. Vatiseini ruach. All of a sudden, I felt myself lifted up by a wind. Voeshma acharai kol rash gadol. I heard behind me, acharai, a great noise. Baruch kvod Hashem imkamo. So what exactly does this pasuk mean? A lot of mystery. The Radak says, what's the noise? It was the Aziva Sashrina. I heard. Kishasarmim kamo me'al ha-kapar du'eshniya kruvim. I heard the Shechina leaving. The Abarbanel says, no, he heard the Oyev, he heard the Babylonians coming, and he heard some type of noise. Baruch kvod Hashem mimkomo. What does that phrase mean? We say it in Kedusha. What's the makom? Hashem is mechubad, baruch kvod Hashem. Hashem should be blessed and spread out mimkomo from his place. The Radak says the makom of Hashem is the makom akruvim. And Hashem should be blessed, right? And the Shechina left from there, because once the Shechina leaves, that there is no Shechina left in that spot, and we're blessing, maybe, that we want more Shechina there. The Michta Me'eliyahu, Rav Dessler, talks about this in Chelek Gimel. What do we mean when we say Kvod Hashem Imkamo? Hashem doesn't have a place, right? So what is it? We say it in Kedusha. Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkamo. So he has two different ideas. He says, page 278, 279. How can you talk about Hashem's place? So he quotes the Gemara in Psachim. But in Olam Haba, we're going to make one bracha tova meitiv, as we just mentioned earlier, because everything is going to be clear. What does that mean? So he says, really, in Olam Hazeh, we can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. We can't see Kol Davar Rachmana L'Tav Avin. We can't, we know, but we don't feel it. V'yafilu, even Moshe Rabbeinu has to say Dayan HaEmes. Al Mashem Margish L'Ra Mitzad B'chinas Olam Hazeh. Ach Pa'olam Haba, Nira B'beiru Shekol HaHagas Hashem Yisbarach Yitove Be'etzem. But in Olam Haba, we're going to see. It's all good. Hashem says, V'yomu Yeh Hashem Echad U'shmo Echad. We're going to recognize it. So the Iker Gilui Kavod of Hashem, is it the Olam HaElyon and Olam HaBa? So what do we say? Baruch. What does Baruch always mean? The Rishonim explain. It should be like a brecha, a pool, an overflowing. Baruch Hashem's Kvod Hashem. Baruch Kvod Hashem. The Kvod Hashem should overflow. Mimkamo, from his place in Olam HaBa, in the Olam HaEmes, where everything's clear, some of that should overflow into our place. Into our place, so it becomes clear even for us. Anu Mavakshim, says Rav Tesler beautifully. Baruch. Sheyizbarach v'yisrabetz leinu b'piyuseinu kvod Hashem. Gilui chastoi de'asogetz ha'nishpos lanu b'mkomo m'mokom ha'elyon. Kavanas pakashaseinu hu she'nashiv elav aveinu kfar ba'olam hazeh. Hakaras chasadav yizbarach al pi'osan asogos sh'ani yodin b'sechleinu kayomo. We know, please, Baruch Kavod, give it to us in this world. One shot. Then he has maybe a totally different shot. Totally different shot that he has. Says Rav Dessler on Uchoshvim, we think the Iker Gilui of Hashem is in the Olam HaElyon. He quotes a Zohar, Tatoi Amri De'ihu Le'ela, Dechsiv Al Hashamayim Kvodo, Eli Amri De'ihu Le'tata, Dechsiv Al Kol Ha'aretz Kvodo, Adekulu Eloi V'tatoi Amri, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo. What does that Zohar mean? So says Rav Dessler, we think the Iker Gilui of Hashem is in the Olam HaElyonos, as we just explained, but the Malachim, do say think exactly the opposite. Avol malachim nira dafka ba'olam atachton va'shafel shom miskal avon anvesanusu yisbarach v'yoser. The fact that Hashem hides Himself and gives bechira chafshis to human beings, that to be marbe their schar, that itself is the greatest. Kavod Shemayim, Ukdila Zakosa Banos Ruchnios, Elionos, Lamala Mesagosenu, Zeo Otsam Chasto, Shekvod Yisbarach Mizgale, Nimsenu Lamedim, he says, the Iker Makam Gilui is in the Tachtonim. And he says, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkamo, let us see your Kavod, let us recognize this greatness. So two opposite Pshatim that Rav Dessler gives for the Pasuk here in Yechezkel Paragimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, that we say every single day. V'kol kanfei achayos mashikos yishalachos. And again, as he said before, I hear the sound of the malachim that are the wings that were touching and kissing each other. V'kol ha'ofanim lumatam. Remember, those are the two top-level malachim. V'kol rash gadol. V'ruach nisa'asni v'tekechenia. Ruach took me v'elich mar b'chames ruchi. V'yad Hashem alai b'chazaka. And it was very bitter now because of the content, and the hand of Hashem was on me b'chazaka. Again, there's a balance here of Yechezkel wanting to do the nevuah, but realizing that it's a very tough nevuah and it's very harsh, and Hashem was pushing him, but it was a balance. Va'avol agola Tel Aviv, hayoshvim al har kvar. He comes to a place called Tel Aviv on the Nahar Kvar. Va'eshev shama yoshvim sham, va'eshev sham shivas yamim. Mashmim betochem. I was there and I was mashmim. The Radak says I was in shock and I stayed there and I didn't move. Right? The Mefarshim say it. So the Rinat Yisrach. He wasn't being kovish. They were also here. There was no nevuah yet to say, and Hashem was not being mizaris him. But he makes a shivas yamim after 7 days. Hashem again gives me a nevuah. V'yidvar Hashem elai lemor ben adam tsofet nisatich lebeis Yisrael. I have made you a tsofet. What's a tsofet? Like a tsofet, a lookout. Rashi says just like a lookout. Hello, kitzofeshem ma'amidim al hamigdalim lirosim yavol gayasos la'ir. Where you put a lookout on the edge of on the walls to look out to see if anything's happening. If something's happening, you'll blow the shofars. You will have warning. Yitka b'shofar la'zir sa'amshis kansu v'yischazku kein esaticha la'ziram li'shamer mina peranas. I'm making you the lookout. There, you're going to scream at them and blow shofar at them to say that peranas is coming. Shalav yenu aleihem, that I shouldn't bring it on them. Again, they might not listen, but be that sofeh. be the lookout. Nesaticha lebeis Yisrael v'shamata mipidavar. You'll hear from me v'izharta osam imeni, and you'll warn them. You'll warn them what I'm telling you, even though it's difficult. Get over the personal difficulty and depression. You have to give them the warning. Ba'amri l'rasha mos tamus v'lo izharta. If I say a Rasha is going to die and you don't warn him, v'lo dibarta lasir Rasha midarko arusha l'achyoso. So what's going to happen? Who Rasha b'avono yamos? He's going to get punished. But v'damo miyadcha avakesh. But I'm going to fault you, because you didn't give him the warning, even if you know it's not going to help. Vataki is hard to Rasha, but if you warn him, v'loshav mi risho, o midarko harisha, and he does not go back from his wicked ways, hu ba'avono yamus. So that's it. He's going to have to die in his ways. Ba'avono yamus. Vata es nafshecha yitzalta, but you at least did the most that you can. So what is the Navi meant to do? He's meant to try to bring the people back. There is a beautiful medrash in the beginning of Parshas Balak, the first piece in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Balak. Perek, Parsha, Chaf. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor. Zeu shamar kasuv atzur tamim pa'alo ki chadu rachav mishpat. Lo iniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lovdei kochavim pischon peh. La'asil lavo lomar sh'ata richak tanu. The Umos Olam will not have any excuses in the future. Bizman la'asil lavo. That Hashem, it's not fair. Ma asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do? Kishem shem in malachim v'chachamim in neviim liYisrael. Kachem midlovdei kochavim. He gave leaders and kings and wise men to both Jews and non-Jews. Milachim, chachamim, and neviim. Those three categories. He had Shlomo melach haYisrael. He gave the Jews Shlomo. V'yakala aretz v'chein asa Nebuchadnezzar. He gave the non-Jews Nebuchadnezzar. Zeh bana beis hamikdash. V'zeh charav. Hechrivo. V'chirif v'gidev. So that's number one, Malachim. Nasan l'David osher v'lokach habayis l'shmo, v'nasan l'haman osher v'lokach umashlema l'tovasa, calling Haman maybe a type of melech. Kol gedula shenali Yisrael atmotzei shenalu ha'umos v'chulu. Kayotzei ba hamid Moshe l'Yisrael u'bilam lo'ovdei kachavim. Moshe and Bilam, Re'ei ma bein nevi Yisrael nevi ovdei kachavim. This is our key line. See, what's the purpose, the prophets of the Jews and the non-Jews, the difference between them. Naviya Yisrael mahazir and Yisrael minaveiros. The job of a Navi Yisrael is to bring people closer to Hashem, to warn them about their sins. Shene'emar, what's the pasuk in Tanakh that the Medrash quotes? Our pasuk. V'yata ben Adam, tzofe nezadich. I put you as a tzofe. You're supposed to be the lookout and warn them. The Navi Shama min Agoyim Hamid Pirtsa La Abedes Habrios min Ha'olam. What did Bilam do? Try to distance us and destroy us. V'lo od Ela Shekol Naviim Hayu B'midas Rachmim Al Yisrael V'alov Dekel Chavim. And the Navi Yisrael even had Rachmanis on the Umos Ha'olam. Shkin Yirmiyo, we discussed this in Yirmiyo. Yipasek says Libi L'Moav K'Chalilim Yemem. His innards were shaking even for Moav. V'chein liyecheska, we'll get to in Perachav Zayin. V'zeach zari, amal lakar umashlema, chinam al lo davar for Bilam. Lekach nechtav ha-parshas Bilam, lohodia. That's why this is said, this whole parsha, this is said, to teach us, lama sidaka kadosh baruch hu ruach ha-kodesh me'avdik l'chavim, shezeh amal mehem v'rei amal sha'asa. Kadosh baruch hu gave ruach ha-kodesh to one of them, and all they wanted to do is to use it for destruction and use it for death. So that's what this pasuk. He's the Nechazkel is supposed to be the tzofe, supposed to bring the Jews back. The Rishayim ubishuv tzadik mitzidko. And if somebody you see a tzadik that is going back from mitzidkos, he did mitzvahs, but now he's going down. Right? Ad yom oso, we can't trust ourselves. V'yasa avel v'nasati michshol afanav. I will put a michshol in front of him. Hu yamus, he will die. He will be punished. Kilo is harto b'chataso yamus, and he was not warned. Vizlo zizakarna tikosav asher asa, and his tzedakos, his earlier mitzvahs, won't be remembered for him. V'damo miyadcha avakesh. So he's going to get punished, but if you don't warn him, so then you're responsible too. V'ata ki hisharto, if you do warn him, tzadik levoltichato, if you tell the tzadik, don't sin because you might fall, and don't think right now you're good because you did already. V'ulochata chayo yichya ki nishar. V'ata z'afshecha yitzalta, maybe you could save him. Maybe you could prevent him from falling in the abyss of sin. Rashi quotes here the Gemara in Yuma. What does it mean Hashem's going to put a michshol in front of the tzaddik? If the tzaddik starts sinning, if he starts sinning in private, the Gemara says in Yuma Peivav, Hashem is going to make him sin in public. So when he's punished, nobody's going to have any questions on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And what does it mean? V'lo sizacharno tzidkosav. His tzidkos won't be remembered for him. Rashi quotes, bitoa al harishonos. Only if you regret your mitzvahs. If I do a mitzvah and then I fall, I do an aveira, I don't lose my mitzvahs. But if I'm toa, if I regret doing my mitzvahs, then I do. The Biurei Chasidus, the Izbichler, the Beis Yaakov says, well, maybe it'll be used for future generations. to get rid of a mitzvah totally, that's hard for you. But maybe for your generations in the future, you will, Hashem will use it. Vati alav alai sham yad Hashem, the parak continues and ends off. Again, the yad Hashem was on me. Vayom re'lai kum tse la bika, go out to the valley, the bika. The Radak says it's a place where there were no people, so it's more pure. Maybe he said it's a remez to the bika, migdal bavel. Just like there, I did what I had to do. So too here. V'shama deber otach, I'll talk to you there. V'akum ve'itze la bika, I went out to the bika, v'nei sham kvod Hashem omeid. Again, I saw the kvod Hashem, I saw the maisim merkava. The Malbim says he had the Meiser Bekava here because Hashem is telling him that Hashem is begalus with the Jews. Omeid b'kakavod asher reisi al nahar kfar, like I heard, but I fell upon I. And again, I fell down like we had the Malbim a couple of prakam ago. The process. He falls on his face. V'tovo b'ruach. And he gets, now then I get chizuk. V'tami deni araglai. And Hashem says to me, bo'i sager b'tov pesecha, go into your house. Meaning, now's not the time to give the nevuah yet. You have to know, timing is everything. Vata ben Adam, in Nasuah, they should see you as if you're about to say something, and then go inside. As if they'll think to themselves, oh, we must be so bad and so lost, he's not even talking to us. In Nasuah, lechavosim, it'll be as if you have chains on you. Vasarucha bahem, velotetzi bitocham, don't go out amongst them. Uleshoncha adbik el chikecha, it'll be ki'ilu, I put your tongue to your palate, ve'ne'alamta. You'll be like an ilim emute. Velotielem leish mochiach ki bes muriyehema. They're rebellious. Ubetabriotach. When I say that you could speak, eftachaspicha. Then you'll open your mouth and you'll give this musr. But you'll have to listen to exactly what I'm going to say when I want you to say it. So again, a lot of this parak is still build up to the main content of what the nevuah is, but we get a lot of messages from this parak about how a navi is meant to act, and no matter what the content is, there's simcha in it, and a couple of other ideas along the way, as we spoke about in this parak, including that beautiful medrash in the beginning of Parshas Balak. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Yechezkel Parak Gimel.